Do you have a loved one that might need a little extra care? Check out Regency on the Lake. Located in Fort Gratiot, Regency on the Lake offers the latest healthcare services with rehab, respite, and long-term care. 810-385-7260.
Took my love, took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in snow-covered hills till the landslide brought me down.
9:40 on this Thursday morning. If you love Stevie Nicks, you are going to love the book Stevie Nicks in 50 Songs. Visually stunning, the definitive tribute to a real rock icon, written by New York Times bestselling music journalist Annie Zaleski, who's on the line with us right now. Annie, good morning.
Good morning.
What a great way to tell the story of Stevie Nicks in 50 songs. Let's start at the beginning. Why the 50 songs that you choose? Did you want to choose the songs that best represent her life and her story, or her best songs? How did you choose those 50?
A little bit of all of the above. You know, I knew I wanted to kind of trace and examine her life as an artist. And so I started off by kind of looking at the things that influenced her, whether that was Joni Mitchell, Linda Ronstadt, Red Sovine through her grandfather, and then looking at obviously all the amazing songs she's written and been a part of, whether solo with Fleetwood Mac or Buckingham Nicks. And then also artists that she's influenced, you know, people like Harry Styles and Taylor Swift and Vanessa Carlton. So I really wanted to kind of show the continuum of influence that, you know, that and how she really fits into music history.
It feels like Stevie Nicks just sort of appeared out of nowhere. It just feels like she's always been here. What did you learn about her early life?
You know, I learned that, you know, that first off, I mean, obviously music was always a part of her life. You know, the fact that her grandfather would bring back records from her because he was also a touring musician. You know, I feel like it was in her genes to be able to do that. But it was really wonderful hearing about kind of her development, you know, starting to write songs when she was a teenager. She joined a band called Fritz and was singing with them, which was kind of a psychedelic, you know, rock band of the late 60s. But then also hearing about Buckingham Nicks, which was her kind of her early 70s duo with Lindsey Buckingham, which, you know, has always been one of my favorites, but just kind of reading through their ups and downs and the lack of traction they got. You know, in hindsight, it's incredible to think that these two talented artists, people dismissed them or had no interest in them. But just reading about their kind of their perseverance and resilience, despite that indifference, was really inspiring and really interesting.
Her style has always sort of remained the same. I mean, as the music business and trends in music have changed over the decades, I feel like she's been sort of a constant. Am I right in that?
She has unbelievable staying power, and I think, and you know, and what I love so much is that, you know, she really is. Younger generations are really relating to her. I mean, I think that's the coolest thing. You have teenagers buying Rumors and, you know, dressing like Stevie because she's, you know, a fashion icon. And, you know, and this, her music is, you know, captured something so universal about coming of age, about trying to find yourself, about weathering ups and downs, weathering loss, weathering heartache. You know, she really tapped into something that is just really, that just really endured through the decades. And it's remarkable because, you know, pop musicians, they generally have a very short shelf life. I mean, look at the Beatles. The Beatles were popular, massively popular for less than a decade. And we're going on well over a half century now with Stevie Nicks. I mean, it's awesome.
We're talking with music journalist Annie Zaleski. Her book is Stevie Nicks in 50 Songs. There's a whole section of the book. You mentioned her sense of fashion. You can't talk about Stevie Nicks without talking about the capes and the shawls that she's so well known for. And you devote a whole section of the book to that.
Oh, absolutely. You know, I mean, I love because, you know, she has a shawl vault, which I think is amazing. I mean, if we all had houses that we could have an entire room for our shawls, you know, and just the fact that it's like her outfits and her fashion is so well thought out. You know, obviously she found a style and she's like, I'm going to lean into this, but it's feminine and it's strong, and it kind of, you know, defies eras. You know, you look at pictures of Stevie Nicks, and sometimes it's hard to tell what year it is because she is so consistent. You have to kind of look at the hairstyle to see if it's, you know, poofy like the 80s or a little bit sleeker like in the 2000s. It's, you know, it's part of, you know, who she is and what makes her so unique and so beloved.
What would you say is Stevie Nicks' enduring legacy?
Gosh, so much. You know, the idea that she has really shown the world how to be a woman on her own terms. You know, anyone who's not quite fitting in or not quite wanting to follow, you know, the path maybe expected of them, you know, she's a real icon for that. She's a real role model for that. But then also her music. I mean, she has written enduring songs and just really captured a beautiful, you know, literary-like, you know, poetry-esque songs. I mean, it's just, she leaves behind such an amazing body of work.
Yeah, pretty amazing. And you can read about it in Stevie Nicks in 50 Songs. Annie, great talking to you. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, you bet. Bye-bye. The new 105.5 WPHM Stevie Nicks. You'll occasionally hear some Fleetwood Mac on the new 105.5 WPHM. We'll get back to the country, rock, and folk coming up in just a few minutes as we wind down the morning show. Let's check weather real quick.